Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I thought I would do one today. I know I haven't done a couple podcasts just for merely, you know, right now we're waiting for our first game of the season, and it looks like Friday will be that first game. You know, I'm glad everyone's getting healthy again. I know that we had a little bit of a setback. But the number one thing I think is important as Dallas Stars fans as we watch Friday night's game is this. Only be worried about ourselves. Yes, we are about 5 or 6 games behind right now. Probably 5 for us, I think I was counting on the calendar. But the number one thing is we get to play at home on Friday. There will be a limited amount of fans. Unfortunately, this time I won't be there, but I'm working on putting the finances together to go. And we get to watch the Western Conference banner be ceremoniously put out for us to see. You know, I watched them put the Stanley Cup banner out for Tampa Bay that first night when we had the triple header of hockey games, and it was very painful to see because as a Dallas Stars fan, you always want your team to succeed. And I think the biggest thing I need to take from this is we are succeeding. We're getting it together. The game of hockey is a game of inches and process and all those things. And we made it to the Stanley Cup Final the first time since 1999. That's a pretty extravagant feat. Now, first and foremost, our defense we know is going to be really good. I know they've been practicing a lot of offensive style play this last little while. I've been watching a few press conferences with Rick Bowness, and they're trying to get the balance of a good offense and a good defensive play. So let's watch Monday to see how much balance of a team that we have. When we watch Friday in a couple days. So that's the question. We will find out how much of a offensive team we have. But once again, remember youth and veteran leadership. Those two things do go hand in hand. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how those two groups come together. I like the first line a lot. You know, they're going to have Pavelski as the centerman. And Ben, and I believe it's Cogliano that's going to be on that first line together on Friday. So the three offensive players, our defense will be good. I think everything should be okay. And, you know, Pavelski's a really good centerman, and I know he can win a lot of draws. And that was one of the things in the playoffs we watched a lot, especially when we had time in the offensive zone, and he could pick up a lot of really good face-offs. So I'm not too worried about that. You know, it's just a matter of people getting healthy, and just like in any sport, it's next man up and see how we do. You know, I don't know if Dillinger is going to be goaltending a little bit more. You know, our rookie goaltender that we have, he's seems to be pretty good. I mean, obviously, we got Adobin for the most of the bigger heavy lifting right now. And of course, remember, we got Bishop and Sagan out till March. So remember, let's just start strong. We're not going to have a whole lot of time to pick up the pace. We're going to have to be on top of our game very early because we are a little bit behind in the schedule. And that's going to be a huge deal. And if anybody, I think Rick Bowness is a great coach. And he'll definitely keep everybody connected and on point to do what they're supposed to do. So, opening night for the Dallas Stars, the 22nd on February, on January 22nd. I don't know why I'm thinking February. I'm getting ahead of a month. You know, everyone started on the 13th. Like I said, we're a little bit late to the party. Unfortunately, COVID hit us, and that's one of those things that none of us had control over, and hopefully everybody's getting healthy and well. And that's the first and foremost. Yes, we all want everybody to play, but the remembrance that these people are humans, you know, and I think we put them up on a pedestal sometime and we forget human beings live in those sweaters, you know. And hopefully everyone's safe and healthy in their families and everything's going well. Remember, so we're playing Nashville, a great division rival, on the first game, which I think is fun because, you know, we play Nashville. And the fact that we have to play Nashville 8 times this year, you can only imagine how much more that rivalry will be souped up. Anyway, I'm going to kind of cut this one short today just because I still have a lot to watch and a lot to get together for more podcasts to come. Face Off, January 22nd, Dallas Stars Hockey. Let's enjoy another great season. And once again, work very hard to get to the playoffs. I know that there's many doubters in the NHL world that think that we're not going to make it. Well, you know what? People doubt us a lot, and that is something you just feed off of. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And by the way, go Stars!